From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. warned of a host of security threats. The head of U.S. intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the United States faces an array of security threats this year.
In my 50-plus years in the intelligence business, I cannot recall a more diverse array of challenges and crises that we confront as we do today.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee, Clapper, in his annual assessment, said the Islamic State, or ISIL, remains the preeminent terror threat in the world.
ISIL has demonstrated sophisticated attack tactics and tradecraft. ISIL, including its 8 established and several more emerging branches, has become the preeminent global terrorist threat. They have attempted or conducted scores of attacks outside of Syria and Iraq in the past 15 months. ISIL's estimated strength worldwide exceeds that of Al-Qaeda.
The intelligence chief said a range of threats include attacks by homegrown Islamic extremists, to cyber assaults by China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, as well as the nuclear programs of both Tehran and Pyongyang. Clapper said North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor and is seeking advanced missile technology, activities banned under UN sanctions. Zimbabwe has appealed for $1.5 billion to help pay for grain and other food after a drought devastated harvests and left millions in need. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa said Tuesday the amount of rainfall received is inadequate to meet basic household consumption needs. His appeal comes after President Robert Mugabe declared a state of disaster in some rural areas. Meanwhile, the Save the Children charity warns food aid for millions of Ethiopians affected by drought will run out in April. This is VOA News.